What's up, everybody, and thanks for tuning back in to the category is Pose podcast that recaps the TV show Pose that recently premiered on FX. For those of you who are wondering what those crazy noises were, it's because I'm not doing a video, so I have to make audio sounds of me posing for you guys, which is live, work, pose, as the show says in the beginning. Just to get us caught up, last week, Blanca was fighting for her right as a transgendered woman to get a drink in the bar, in the gay bars at that, which apparently back then transgenders were not welcome. They were, as this show quoted, bottom of the barrel. Electra bailed her out. Damon met a boy named Ricky, Ricky, who he likes and took to a ballet class. That's his new little boo thing. Angel and Stan Boise got a little thing going on where Stan ended the episode with buying Angel an apartment. But he did buy his wife a dishwasher. His wife's getting a little fed up with Stan. So to this week, it is actually Christmas time in New York, even though the show is premiering in June, but we don't got no questions about that because the show does what the show does. And it is Christmas in the house of Evangelista. Everyone's getting ready for Christmas. They're decorating the trees. They're putting up the green and the red lights. Y'all know them colors. Y'all put them up yourselves. And Damon is spinning around in circles. He's being a little fairy, as he is every single episode. And Damon says that Christmas is the only time where he could actually be himself. That one time he was in a play and he came out dressed in some, I imagine, super feminine costume. And instead of his dad beating his ass with a belt like he normally does, his dad actually laughed this time. That's good, Damon. You get a +1 for not getting your ass beat again. That ain't no joke. Blanca says, well, in this house, you can be the king of Arabia and wear golden robes every day of the year. You know Blanca, she's real serious. She's real passionate. Blanca then lets the rest of the house know, which includes Lil Poppy, Damon, and Angel. That's the only members of the house as of this 1 minute in the show. That she has a new tradition and that each member gets one gift. Poppy wants a Python high top sneaker or Python high top sneakers with the snake skin. I don't know why anyone would want snake skin on their sneakers, but maybe it's a rich thing back in 1987. Blanca looks up and she asks Angel, what do you want for Christmas? Angel gets real emotional all of a sudden. Angel tells a story of her stealing red pumps while shopping with her mom and her dad. Once they get home, Angel tried to hide the pumps that she stole and was running to her room and she slipped over her ankles and she dropped the red pumps in front of her parents. The parents saw the red pumps fall out and her father slapped the shit out of her and told her that boys don't be wearing pumps and gave her that disgusting look. One funny thing that happened was that Poppy said, well, if she don't want nothing, can I have her gift? And Blanca says, boy, you better finish putting these corns to popping. I don't know what that means, but Poppy better get to finish putting it. Poppy needs to finish putting these corns to popping. I don't know what that fucking means, but he needs to get to it. We move to the next scene, which happens to be the ball. And the category is best dressed, high class, in a fur coat. A little slogan for that is, I better see Bugs Bunny on your goddamn backs. Because it's a fur coat. And Bugs Bunny is a bunny. I'm starting to love these little things that they say. It's real cute. It's real funny. That rhymed. So a couple people come out. There's a red coat. There's a purple coat where Pray Tell mentions that he's looking like a grape raccoon. Never heard of that, but that's pretty crazy. And this is actually Ricky's first time walking in a ball. He looks to Damon. He says he's nervous. Damon says you ain't going to ever do it if you're just going to sit around. So Ricky decides that he's going to strut his manly stuff on the runway in the category of a fur coat. So he walks out in his coat. It looks like a cheetah. And he is serving us butch, manly, I just came from working on the railroad, sweaty man looks. And that is a man, Maury. That is a clear man. There's nothing feminine about that walk, that talk, or that face. Ricky wins the competition, which is surprising to me because I thought you had to be fierce, you had to be fish, but you didn't. Pray Tell then announces that the biggest ball of the year is coming up, which is the annual snowball. And that if you're going to show up, you need to show out. So Damon, Ricky, and Blanca, they then go to dinner to celebrate Ricky's big win. And Damon and Ricky, they try to persuade Blanca into letting Ricky join the house. Blanca says, "Where'd you get that coat?" Ricky said, "I mopped it." And for those of you that don't know what mopping is, that means that he stole it. So when you hear mop in the store, or in the store, when you hear mop in the show, or you hear one of your friends say that they mopped something, you know that they stole something. That five-finger discount is what we know it as these days, but apparently it's mop back in 1980s. Maybe it's still mop to this day. Blanca says that she don't run her show like that. People don't be stealing up in this house. But since he did win his first ball, Ricky will now be in the house of Evangelista. But he does not want Ricky, or I'm sorry, Blanca does not want Ricky distracting Damon from his studies, because you know how the little gay boys get. They be doing nuts to butt, rubbing on each other. As soon as they see each other, they be kissing and hugging and touching. Blanca don't want that. She says it's a trial period, and you can now call me mother. Mother has arrived. Mother has arrived. After the scene at the diner, we cut to a scene where Pray Tell and the teacher of the school, who we later find out is Helena, and they are in the same elevator. It's a very eerie tone, and they're in the elevator at the hospital. They both get out on the same floor, but they walk in different directions. Pray Tell goes to visit who we later find out is his boo thing, who is slowly fading away from pneumonia. On the way to visit his friend, we run into a couple strangers who are in the hospital. They're suffering, they're coughing, they're sick. They look very weak, they look very fragile. I assumed that it was from HIV because that is what's going on in the show right now. And back in the day, you know, HIV was a, forgive me, it was a death sentence. It's not so much a death sentence anymore, guys. So treat your friends with HIV with kindness, because they're just as worried about it, if not more, than you are, of people thinking that they are a walking death sentence, because they're not. Times have changed. There's pills now. There's new sciences that help suppress the HIV. I hope I use that right. So yes, that's Pray Tell's friend. He's visiting a hospital. Now, Miss Helena, on the other hand, she's visiting a former student who, when she walks up, he's dancing. He is clearly sick. I mean, like, face is just, it's just like, he's just skin and bones. Pray Tell's friend, he's got meat on him still, but Helena's former student, he looks like a zombie. His eyes are glossed over. He's sweating. He's doing his best to live, but I think we can all see the end here coming. He freaks out on the dance teacher, and the dance teacher just goes to console him because obviously, you know, sickness is getting the best of him. So after the hospital scene, we do segue to Pray Tell dressing Bianca. It is for the snowball that is coming up. He's dressing her, and they start to discuss people that, you know, like, "Hey, Pray Tell, what are you going to do on Christmas? Where's that homeboy that you said you had a cute thing with?" Pray Tell discusses with her that he is dying of pneumonia. Now, let's not forget that Blanca has HIV. So anytime that some type of disease comes up, it gets very awkward for Blanca, because it's almost like they're talking about the end. Like, it's like foreshadowing, you know what I mean? Like people around her, people around in the community, they're catching HIV and it's killing them. In fact, Pray Tell says that what's really sad is that he's used to it already. He says, "You know how many boyfriends I've seen go in there over the past 4 years?" And that's really sad that back in the day when HIV just came out, that it was really taking so many people's lives because we didn't have the research for it. Blanca, she says that she doesn't want to inform her house that she has HIV because she wants them to commit to being great. And Blanca doesn't want them to worry about her leaving them. if she puts in their mind that she's going to pass away from HIV, that might, it might hinder their performance. It might take over their mind. They might be more worried about what's going on with Blanca versus worried about their own lives. And she can't have that when she's trying to make a legendary house for herself. We switch to Angel's new apartment. Steve walks her in with her eyes closed. She got a new microwave, y'all. She got a new toaster and she got a new table tops or something like that. Granite. I don't know if that's actually a form of brick, but it sounds like it. So that's what we're going to say. Angel says that she loves the apartment and she makes Stan promise to visit her on Christmas. Girl, you think Stan? Girl, Stan got a whole family. Two kids and a wife. If you think he gonna have time for you for Christmas, some woman on the side, he ain't. We get a quick scene of Helena receiving a call that her student has passed away this morning. That's really sad to hear. Yeah, that's really sad to hear. She gets very emotional, and that's it for that scene. So the house of Evangelista is now practicing for the snowball. Poppy is struggling with the choreography. They're making fun of him. They're throwing all that shade. You know, we ain't never going to win with little Poppy because their routine is going to be Christmas and Santa's workshop. Blanca is Santa, and the rest of them are her elves that are making toys for the children. They're feeding the children. When you go to the ball, they are feeding the children. They're feeding them. They're giving the children all their toys, all their happiness. They're getting all their life in the upcoming ball. But this causes Damon to be late for his This causes Damon to be late for his choreography class. He runs up into class and tries to just sneak up in there and just try to, like, you know, people are dancing. You try to just join in, just dance, or you look normal. But that didn't work because Helena says, "What the fuck are you doing trying to come up in my house late?" He tells Helena he's sorry and comes with all these excuses like, "Oh, I missed the bus. They don't take buses in New York. I missed the train." Helena says, "Okay, well, Eddie over here, he lives down an hour and a half away. He still managed to make it to class." And she don't want to hear it. Damon tells her that he's sorry, but he's practicing for a ball. She says, "A ball? That's where your dreams are now? Get out of my class." And she gets back to class. Damon runs out like a little child, running, crying, y'all. His eyes are wet. He's a fucking mess. Electra Abundance visits the neurologist next. She visits a neurologist who is wanting to fund transgendered medicines. She says Electra is up next for the reassignment surgery. But Electra, she ain't got no cash. She got all this big talk, all this money. She got allowances from her menses, but she ain't got enough class. I mean, class. She got class. She don't got enough cash to fully become a full woman. I don't want to say a real woman. She don't have enough to become fully woman anatomically becomes a real woman. So she goes home. She's sitting there. She's debating. She's listening to her house talk about what they want for Christmas and this and that. And she puts her arm down and she says that she does all this for all money that she gets, every cent that she works for, which to me is just strutting down the street. I don't ever actually see her working, but maybe the balls give money other than trophies, and that they need to be grateful. But this Christmas, it's going to be different. So Electra and her daughters, they go out and they steal money from the Santa working at the hotel where he collects money standing outside. And the money comes out in totals to $2,300. They like tackle the Santa and they cut the dangling money thing. And they run off with the cash. Electra looks like the Red Grinch because she's running in red. She looks like the Grinch's brother, the Grinch's sister, and the Grinch's cousin. Electra, she tells the girls that it's for their house. She lets the girls get all excited about what they're going to do for Christmas and what they're going to get. But Electra's sneaky ass struts her clickety-clacking heels to the hospital and uses the money to put a deposit on her reassignment surgery so that she can become a full woman's. Blanca hears about Damon's misstep, because he's a dancer, he misstepped, and goes to visit the teacher at the new dance studio. Helena says that balls are distracting him. Girl, in more ways than dancing. Balls are distracting him, and he'll have to choose between the ballroom scene and being an actual dancer, because at the end of the semester, she's doing cuts, and as of right now, Damon's getting cut. So Blanca runs her ass home to smack the shit out of Damon, not physically, and she says that Damon ain't walking in the snowball or in any balls until he can prove that he is responsible in school. Damon is so pissed that he not only storms out, he slams the door, and Blanca, she don't say it, but she gets that look of, boy, don't be slamming no doors at my house. You don't pay no bills in here. You don't pay nothing. You go to school. But it's cool. So Stan goes shopping for a gift for his wife with his daughter, but he also purchases a gift for Angel, asking, what is this? What kind of necklace? What kind of material? What kind of jewelry should I get for a woman, like Puerto Rican, brown skin, beautiful? Because Angel is beautiful. She is so fine. But meanwhile, at home, Stan's boss drops off presents at Stan's home, and only the wife is there. Stan's wife says that Stan is more married to the boss than her, because Stan is always getting called in to go work late for him. The boss says he don't keep him after hours. And she said, well then, where's he going then? And he said, oh, well, he does report to other bosses. I'm not his only one. Good save. It's a good save up until the point where the boss kisses Stan's wife, but Stan's wife ain't having it. And Patty, which is Stan's wife's actual name, is slaps him. Slaps the shit, like I've been saying the whole time, but it was more like a face push. I'm assuming because it's Stan's boss and she don't want her man to get fired. Stan comes through the door. He says, hey, Matt, what are you doing here? And Matt goes, oh, Stan, hey, buddy. I'm just here to drop off the presents because I'm on this side of town. And Stan goes, oh, okay, well, I'll walk you out. And he says, if you're going to come to my house again, you ask me. And you ask me first. And he says, okay, buddy. And he walks out the door. So we back to the ball, the Christmas snowball. And the category is Stone Cold Face, which is a face category, not a fashion category. You need to serve face, face, face if you're going to walk on this runway. And yes, Miss Angel comes and she serves that face, looking up to the sky. You know when you try to take that picture where you look up in the sky and someone gets you, as if you're praying, like you literally see God? That was the face of Miss Angel. She came right from the heavens to bless the children. Y'all notice that the children is at the ball? We came to feed and we came to bless all of the children. And she gets 10s across the board. And the snow falls and all that because it's Christmas, y'all. Blanca, she goes home. She sees Damon, pathetic, sad, staring at the Christmas tree, trying to get some attention. And Blanca goes, we got second place. And Damon says, man, I wish I would have been there. And Damon says, but you're right. You know, my opportunity is to go to school. I need to focus on my dream if I'm going to be a big star. And then they have some conversation about innocence and Christmas, and I didn't really understand what the conversation was about. But it's finally Christmas Day, and Damon brings Ricky breakfast in bed, and Ricky gives Damon a present, which was, I don't know, it was some Sony thing. I think it was headphones, but I couldn't really see from the box. And Damon's gift to Ricky is that booty, talking about, I'm ready. And he gets on top of Ricky, and they start kissing, and literally gets on top of his dick, and then puts Ricky's hand on his booty to let him know that he gonna fuck him in the ass today. So yes, that's a great Christmas present right there. And in the Boise house, Patty accuses Stan of cheating. She's cooking there. She's whipping whatever, a cake or whatever, and she's getting mad. She's whipping it all fast. And then she says that she knows Matt hasn't been calling Stan, and she knows about the two presents. She accuses Stan that he's been cheating on her. But Stan pulls a fast one and says, I bought two gifts, and opens up the gifts to show you that I love you. And then for her, and it was a necklace and a bracelet. And she cries because she fell for it. Little does she know that he's got a side chick and her name is Angel. Speaking of Angel, we back at Angel's apartment. She's baking cookies. She's feeling herself while she's getting ready in the mirror. She's trying to get herself perfect for her man. She's even talking to acting. Oh, yeah, I'm so beautiful. Oh, Stan, what, I would love to have you here with me. Do you love me so much? I love you so much. I will be happy ever after. That was not the accent that she was talking in, but that was the only accent that I could do. So I don't know why she didn't realize that she would be stood up, but she was. And she's breaking cookies. She's crying. And she runs over to Mother's house for Christmas at Blanca's. She gets to Blanca's. Blanca's saying, you really thought that man was gonna waste his time with you. But a lot nicer. You know, you got to pick your head up. It's what these men do. Blah, 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 blah. And because she's talking so much, she burns the turkey. And they got to throw the turkey out the window. They got to be on the 4th, 7th floor up there. And it hits the ground. So because there's no more turkey, they go to celebrate Christmas at some Chinese restaurant that is open on Christmas in the middle of the night. They go to open up gifts. It's Pretel and the entire house of Evangelista. Blanca gives everyone their presents. Poppy gets a sweater. Damon gets a backpack for school and some socks. Ricky gets a watch. Pretel gets a Kodak camera so that he can live his life in colors and have pictures in colors. And Angel gets the red pumps that she has always wanted when she tripped and fell in front of her dad and he smacked the shit out of her. Blanca was able to find those same heels and he was able to get them for her. Surprisingly, the rest of the gang in the house of Evangelista, they were able to get their funds together so that they could, buy their mom something. And what they got her was a heart necklace because she represents their heart. That's really beautiful. So she starts to cry. I get a little teary-eyed too because it is a cute scene and I do feel like I can relate to the whole show, really, because I have a great family, yeah. So I've never been kicked out. I'm really not in danger of getting kicked out. I do think that my family loves me for me. But like the feeling of just being who you are and even the fairiness of dancing in the balls, it intrigues me. And that's something that I would love to do too. You know, I want to try dancing in the balls. But I don't know. I've never been to a ball. So if any of the listeners live in San Antonio and you guys need someone to go to a ball with you, it's a ball, then you need to invite me because I need to get my life as well. So thank you guys for listening once again to the category is Pose podcast. My name is Roman Tuatasi. You can follow me on Twitter at the Roman Demigod. You can also find me on Instagram at Roman Stiltskin, and I will see you guys next week.